Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And stick around because we have Carol Cox and Cara Lockwood here in the studio. So live music.
Rifflandia is back for its fifth year from September 13th to 16th. Rifflandia will be taking over downtown Victoria with nine stages and almost 120 bands, from Cake, Band of Skulls, to The Flaming Lips, The Head in the Heart, Mother Mother, and so much more music that will go all day long. There are also activities for kids in Kidlandia, as well as Artlandia, a bike check-in, a beer garden, and food vendors. For more information on the lineup, scheduling, and tickets, check out rifflandia.com.
Want to be a kidney hero? Don't know how? It's simple. Join the Kidney Walk in August. Walkers are invited to join friends, family, and neighbors to walk. Bring pledges and take the first steps in becoming a kidney hero by registering to be an organ donor. For more information on how and when you can be a kidney hero, visit www.kidney.bc.ca. That's www.kidney.bc.ca. Be a hero. Save lives. Register.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. Like I said, we have special guests here on the show. We have Cara Lockwood, and she's going to be performing on September 7th. That's a Friday, September 7th, at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with The Woods and Anything But. So, yeah, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I met Cara in an open mic. John Prentice, I think, invited you, to the Displaced Hatchery open mic.
He did, with his camera and his smile, so, yeah.
Yeah, really cool. We host that open mic every Tuesday at Displaced Hatchery there on 4th Avenue, so, yeah, pretty exciting to watch you perform there. And any plans besides the September 7th gig that you have coming up soon?
Like plans for the fall?
Yeah.
Well, I am going to go to music school at a Bible college.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a CD already, no?
I do.
What's the name of the CD?
It's called Free Child.
Okay. Is that an independent production, or how did you...
It's all independent. I did it at a studio in North Van.
Okay.
Yeah.
With who?
Jim Kwan at Creative Music in North Vancouver helped me put all my songs together and stuff. And
okay.
Yeah.
Is he probably listening, or?
I only tell a few people.
Okay.
Yeah, but I've announced it on my Facebook and stuff.
Okay, well, we'll podcast the show later, so people can listen to the show whenever they want.
I'll direct them to the, it's going to be online, right?
Yeah, we'll put it there. Cool. So let's listen to a song, no? From, what do you want to play?
I'm going to play In the Garden.
Okay.
Is that
on your CD? Or?
It's on my CD, yes.
Okay.
My album. All right, so here's In the Garden. Lay my
That's a nice song. So where can people find your CD?
Well, I'm working on getting it online, but you can listen to my music at www.caracreative.ca/music. And yeah, if you know me, you can get it from me. But yeah, I'm working on getting it online, so stay tuned. Keep checking my website. It's going to happen soon.
Maybe in the gig? They can
pick it up at the gig. Yeah, but I really want people, because some people listen, they like it on their iPod and stuff, so I'm really working on getting it on Bandcamp.
Okay.
I'm going to use Bandcamp, so there'll be information on how to, on my website about how to get it.
Okay.
That,
so. The website again is Cara Creative?
Cara Creative, like Cara, K-A-R-A, and then the word creative.
Okay.
Yeah. Or so. type Cara Lockwood into Google.
Cool. So that's going to be happening Friday, September 7th. She's going to be performing there with The Woods and the band Anything But. Anything But is a really cool band. We should probably play some of their music later on. But in the meantime, let's do another song, no?
Sure.
You're here, yeah?
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to play Free Child. It's the name of the album. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's Free Child.
Losing myself in this dead end cycle. Can't seem to bring myself just to feel. Oh, trapped in this prison of a cranny, this wild heart screaming to be free. Oh, I long to be free, child. Oh, oh, running wild. Oh, I long to be free, child. Trying so hard not to
Cool. Woo! So, and you also paint there? I'm looking at your webpage. You have paintings as well? And
yeah, I do.
How do you combine the... you also do, like, earrings and jewelry, or...?
I just love being creative, love the creative arts and stuff, and I guess that's one of my vices, if you can call that a vice. I have to be creative all the time.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I don't know if you'd call that a vice, but it's like what I it's kind of like I have to do it, and I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so people can listen to the songs in your website, or not yet?
Yeah, if you look up there on the website at the top of the music page, you can click on them. Ooh. Yeah, that's my first attempt at a website, so yeah.
Okay,
I'm just kind of starting out with all these creative things and music and stuff, so yeah.
Cool, so yeah, don't miss Kara, she's performing on Friday 7th. At the British Ex-Servicemen Association, that's on 1143 Kingsway. So yeah. Let's do another song so we can chat with Carol, and she has a very interesting project and a rally to invite us for next 31st, no? It's the
31st of August, Friday, yes, yeah. That's it.
Cool. So let's listen to another song, no?
All right, I'll do Eternal River about the town of Jordan River on Vancouver Island. So here goes.
Ah,
That's great.
Yeah, so caracreative.ca for people to check out your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they want to see you playing live, they can go to the British X on the 7th of September. Any other gigs that you have?
Oh, yeah, I'm playing at Trees Organics on Granville Street.
Okay, John Peebles.
John and Ryan Fletcher.
No?
Yeah, so that's at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10.
When's that?
Thursday night on the 6th.
This Thursday?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, not this Thursday, the 6th of September.
The 6th,
yeah,
okay.
Sorry, not, don't
one.
Go this Thursday.
Well, yeah, go every Thursday.
Actually, you can go. There's going to be other music there.
Yeah, yeah, it's always nice. Musicians, there's at Trees from 8 to 10, three singer-songwriters. So really cool.
Coming out.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Cara, for dropping by. Let's put some Furious. Los Furious, they have a new CD. And actually, we should say what we were playing at the beginning of the show. We started the show with a Spanish band called El Hombre Burbuja, and that means the Bubble Man. And the song was Soma. And then we listened to Tirana Horse. That's what we're listening there in the back, actually. They have a new EP called Garbage Bears, and the song was Rumble Tumble. And we also listened to The Obits with Window of My Dreams from The City I Blame You. And we're going to listen to Los Furios. They have a new EP, and they're going to be performing actually on September 14, also at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, along with Jackie Treehorns and MG Graveyard. So that's going to be a really awesome party. So stick around. We'll be back here with Carol and Graham, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. More music here on the Morning After Show. Ciudad Los Furios with the song Ska in Mexico. They go tour to Mexico every year, so yeah, they have a good following there. Los Furios, and they're gonna be performing on the 14th at the BX. It's always a really, really good party that they put on. So yeah, we're here with CC, Carol Cox, aka CC, and Graham from Good for Grapes. And they have an awesome project, the Japan Dolphins Day. So maybe you should talk a little bit about what's the Japan Dolphin Day.
Sure. Well, first, namaste, Vancouver and world. We're really happy to be here. I want to tell you a little bit about World Japan Dolphins Day that is coming up. This is a worldwide event that is happening in 93 major cities globally, and it is being held for the dolphins of Taiji, Japan. So I don't know if all you guys have watched The Cove, but if you haven't, please get your hands on it. It's a heartbreaking watch, but it's necessary to increase our awareness, I would say. And yeah, this event is for an amazing cause. We want to bring peace to our oceans, and we want to save the dolphins of Taiji, Japan. So come on out, August 31st, Friday, 12 to 3 p.m. I'll be singing.
Yeah, and that's in the Japanese consulate on 1177 West Hastings. No?
Yes, and the event is actually going to be taking place in front of all the Japanese embassies globally. So
okay.
That's pretty incredible.
Cool. Well, if you know, CC is a singer-songwriter.
I am.
Yeah, so you've been doing music for how long, or what's your musical story?
I always kind of laugh when someone asks me that, because I've been doing music since I was born, I would say. As soon as I came out the womb, apparently I sung my first word.
Okay.
And that's what my mom says. True story, everyone. And it's all I've ever been able to eat, breathe, and sleep since I can remember. It's just this integral part of my soul and my essence. And it's what I was born to do for the world. So, yeah, that's how long I've been doing music.
Okay. And people can find your music on your website, I guess?
Yes, they can. Carol Cox Music on Facebook and CC_Goddess on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We're releasing everything through iTunes, so it's available for you guys to download and check out. We've also got Bandcamp and Bandpage. So drop by, guys, and have a listen. I think you might enjoy what you hear.
Okay. And you actually did a song with Graham about the dolphins, no? It's called, what's the name?
It's called Angel of the Sea, yes.
Okay.
We did, and this is a very, very special song. It's so sacred to me. I actually watched The Cove, the documentary by Luis Zahayas. It's an award-winning film about the slaughter of the Taiji dolphins, and as soon as I was done, I wrote Angel of the Sea. It just flowed through. Well, after 3 hours of crying, because it's that hard of a watch. But yeah, Angel of the Sea flowed through, and it came easily. And I know this song is going to do great things for our sessions. I do believe that.
So you always had a passion for animals, or was it just the film that woke up those feelings in you?
No, I've always kind of been a little bit marked, I would say, by universe in that aspect. When I was little, there were only two things I ever loved, animals and music. And
okay.
I always knew that I was a singer and I'd sing, but when I was really tiny, I'd say, Mom, Dad, I'm like, I either want to be a singer or I want to be a vet. So I wanted to heal animals or sing music.
Uh-huh.
And of course, music was my primary life path, and I'm on that now, but what's so amazing about Angel of the Sea and the project, we've actually begun a movement called Angel of the Sea on Twitter, dedicated to updating people about dolphin and whale news and the ongoing fight for justice for them. And what's so amazing is it now combines both my passions, which are, you know, animals, this earth, healing the planet, and my music.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I was going to say, actually. So
I took the words out of your mouth.
So now I don't have anything to ask.
You'll come up with something.
Well, let's listen to the song, no? Are you guys going to do that song? Or
sure, yes. Yeah. We would love to sing Angel of the Sea. So this is for you, world, and for all the dolphins that have lost their lives at the hands of man.
Okay, so remember the rally is this Friday at noon at 1177 West Hastings. Angel of the Sea. And so how did this movement started in all the other cities? Is there like an organization, like an umbrella organization? That
there actually is. The organization is called the Dolphin Project, and it was started by a very famous activist, Rick O'Berry. He's actually one of the main stars of The Cove. And he began Save Japan Dolphins and started one event. And just over the course of a couple of years, it has grown. It has swept the world like a wave.
it's just amazing to me to watch kindred spirits come out of the network, just out of the woodwork, and raise their voices for dolphin and whale freedom and an end to captivity and slaughter. It's a very beautiful thing.
Yeah, because the Japanese also hunt whales, no? So.
Yes, they do. But, you know, I have compassion for them as well, because all of Japan doesn't eat whale meat and dolphin meat. They actually love dolphins and whales as much as we do. It's actually a very small part of Japan that is indulging in this practice, and it's out of, I think, a lack of education and a misguided culture on their part. So
we're
trying to shift their awareness and help our dolphins.
Yeah, well, that's what happened in Newfoundland with the seals, no? It's more or less the same.
Yes.
Just a handful of people that are, like you said, not culturally educated. I don't think we should do that kind of slaughter to animals just for the sake of commercialism and economic gain.
To be honest with you, there's not even a lot of commercial benefits to it. And I think we're shifting into an age, or we're kind of as a race in the bottleneck of a quantum jump, and we're moving into a new world, I believe, of compassion. And people are beginning to awaken. They're beginning to realize that we are all connected. We're connected to our planet, Mother Gaia. We're connected to one another. We're connected to the plants, animals, and trees and birds. Everything has consciousness, and we are stewards of this world. That's what I truly believe. And we've kind of spiraled down. We've forgotten where we came from and what's important. And I think it's time to bring it back.
Mm-hmm. And not only it's bad news, there's an island in Japan that they recently declared the dolphins to be citizens.
I was so proud and happy, and I just felt so, my soul just sung in harmony. I think all of us, because, you know, I'm on a forum on Facebook for World Japan Dolphins Day. It's for all the coordinators of the events globally. And when we heard that Tsushima had declared dolphin citizens, everyone was just so happy. They were sharing links, pictures. It just went viral, you know?
Yeah,
and
so
it just makes you feel good, because it just shows everybody that we have the power to change and shift the situation. Mm-hmm. And don't lose heart, don't give up, don't think that I'm just one person, what can I do? You are powerful, you can do so much, you know? It takes one person to shift an entire situation, to change the world, really it does. So yeah, that's very good news indeed.
Yeah, it's really cool. So let's do another song, no, guys? You want to play another?
Sure. This next song is called Transformation.
Okay.
And it's very much about what we just talked about, awakening and feeling connected to one another and transforming from the old world into the new.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Do you feel the winds of change? Transformation washing away thoughts and ideals so old and gray. Our awareness, our eyes to wear.
Cool.
Thanks.
So you guys play with a band too, or you do acoustic or?
Well, Graham and me currently are the band. We do live shows together, and we co-write and co-produce all the tracks.
Okay.
So, yeah, and we play with backtracks and a guitar. And we just keep it really raw, instrumental, and heart-centered. I mean, eventually we will have a full band, but I always want to keep it around real instruments and sounding raw, bringing music back to its roots, you know?
Yeah. Cool. Okay, yeah, Graham, it's also in a band called Good for Grapes.
Woo!
Which, yeah, a lot of people like your band, no?
You guys.
Don't be so modest.
You guys were just touring recently or doing shows?
Yeah, we've been on tour this whole summer, just a Western Canada tour, and at various festivals and a lot of local shows as well, though.
Okay. So let's play a song, no, from Good for Grapes. Let's play Skipping Stone. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Having a little party here in the studio.
Yeah, we are.
You should introduce the photographer.
Yes, Thomas Oliver. Would you like to say a few words? Thomas is my PA and my makeup artist.
Okay.
Say hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hi, world.
Cool. So what do you think about dolphins in aquariums?
Oh, wow.
Good or bad?
Wow. I'm so glad that you actually asked me about that. Bad. Very, very bad. I think it's sad because most people don't realize what they're doing when they frequent aquariums, dolphinariums, resorts that promise swimming with the dolphins, any kind of captivity. Our dolphins smile. It's their biggest enemy because they always look like they're smiling, but in reality, when they're in captivity, they are just going under much, much suffering. Dolphins are probably as intuitive, if not more, than human beings. And when taken away from their families, it's something they never recover from. They're taught to do tricks by starving them. It's just not natural for them to do those kinds of tricks for us. So I'm just begging everyone who's listening to this, please, please don't. If you've been to aquariums, it's okay. All is forgiven. But from this moment forth, don't frequent any place that keeps them captive.
Yeah, they get really stressed, no, in captivity.
They get extremely stressed, and it's also just so much more than that. They have rich syntax, grammar, social cultures, just like we do. The more we study them, the more we learn. They're very much evolved beings, just like us. So can you imagine how one of us would feel if we were taken away from our families and, you know, kept in a small prison and made to do tricks? For, you know,
we do that too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes, we do. And but I'm just calling out for a shift for us as human beings and, you know, our dolphins. Yeah. So yeah, please guys, no, say no to captivity. Captivity kills.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So any other gigs for good for grapes that are coming? You want to plug in?
That I want to plug. Well, our next big one is at the Media Club.
Okay.
That's here in downtown Vancouver. That's on September the 8th, playing with a bunch of real cool bands. And then the next big thing coming up for us is we're going to be playing Rifflandia Festival that you're actually just playing it at.
Oh, really? Cool.
So we'll be playing the Thursday night during Rifflandia.
Awesome. Actually, that's good that you remind me.
I love you, Oswaldo. You're one of just the coolest DJs, hosts ever. Very laid back, very chill. Dresses like a gangster, he wrestled with an hamster. He's here to get you all in the mood, boys and girls. It's not just this scene, old show on your radio. Scotty's Scenic Drive, Monday, 11 a.m. to noon. 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver.
The Storyboard Label, Scratch Records, CITR 101.9 FM, and Discord Magazine present a special evening with Joel, R.L. Phelps, Chris Brokaw, and Mira Lake. Come out to the Interurban Gallery on Friday, August 31st to hear the Pacific Northwest songwriters share their music. Tickets are $10 at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
So, yeah, we're back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. We're here with CC, J, or G.
And,
Graham will be just fine.
Graham is spelled with a G, yes.
And Cara, that should just play some music here. And so the rally is this Friday at 12 at the Japanese Embassy. Or consulate, sorry, 1177 West Hastings. And do they know you're coming?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Japanese consulate all over the globe knows we're coming.
Okay.
Yeah, we do respect Japan, of course, and this is a peaceful rally and protest. I just want to make that clear to everyone. It's, you know, we're coming in positive energy, but we're coming in strength as well, and we're asking Japan's government to please, just please end this senseless slaughter and the captivity. There's no need for it. Dolphin and whale meat is extremely poisonous as well. It's high in toxic chemicals such as mercury. And they're just such wonderful beings. Anybody who's around them, who feels the energy, they have something to give to us and share with us. So, yeah, come on down, guys. Wear blue, wear dolphins, bring flyers, posters. If you guys would like more information, you can visit the event online on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
It's World Japan Dolphins Day Vancouver. Also, you can get onto Carol Cox Music on Facebook or CC_goddess on Twitter. We're always updating everybody on the event. Bring friends, bring your energy, bring your heart, bring your purpose, bring your passion, and come save our dolphins with us.
So you're going to meet like in the street or?
We are.
Because I guess it's a building, no?
It is a building. We are meeting in the street. And as the organizers, the RCMP have been informed, that's happening in every country, every city. We're really respectful about how we're going to go about this. But we just want to cause change. So it's on at 12 p.m. Come down and get ready, guys, because we're going to cause a huge shift for our set of shins.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. So let's listen to another song, no?
Yes.
Another one prepared.
This is our last song that we're going to play for you guys. It's brand new, so you guys are getting a sneak peek or
awesome.
So. It's called Soul and Blood Ties.
So it's a world premiere?
Indeed.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool.
You guys are so special who are listening. Soul and Blood Ties, everyone. Thank you.
Living life with a sigh. Get your wings, come on, butterfly. Point your compass to the north sky. The horizon is bright, the dream is in sight. Lift your face up to the sunlight. It is time to reach new heights. To the old ways, say a goodbye. It won't serve you, and tonight must die. Praise the goddess for all of her gifts that she so very generously gives. Will you dance, will you sing for your queen and your king? Be prepared, are you ready to shift? All our consciousness starting to rise as we open our ears to the cries. Stomp your feet, clap your hands overseas to the land. We are bound by our soul and blood ties. Pop the bubble, see with your heart. It is never too late to start. You must learn to shine in the dark. I know it is hard, but the dream is not far. Ask the light to guide you in love. After all, we are made of stars. Peace the lights on you like a dove. We connect to each other like sparks. Praise the goddess for all of her gifts that she so very generously gives. Will you dance, will you sing for your queen and your king? Be prepared, are you ready to shift? All our consciousness starting to rise as we open our ears to the cries. Stomp your feet, clap your hands overseas through the lands. We are bound by our soul and blood ties. Form a circle, now let's come. Together we are as one. Form a circle, now let's come. We are one, we are one. Telling them that we will fight to see dawn and end the night. Telling them that we will fight end the night. And the night. Praise the goddess for all of her gifts that she so very generously gives. Will you dance, will you sing for your queen and your king? Be prepared, are you ready to shift? All our consciousness starting to rise as we open our ears to the cries. Stomp your feet, clap your hands overseas through the lands. We are bound by our soul and blood ties.
Awesome.
Thanks.
That has Irish energy, no, in that song?
Or? Yeah. You know what? That's very intuitive of you to actually see that. Yeah, it's I never know what universe is going to flow through when I'm writing.
Uh-huh.
Some of our songs have Celtic influences, some of them native Indian, some of them acoustic, rock. It's all world pop. I just open up and let divine creativity flow on through.
Okay. You have different kinds of blood in you, no? Like you...
I do. I'm actually half Irish.
Okay.
So maybe that's there where it comes from. I'm half Irish, half Bengali, and I was raised in Dubai. So very, very multifaceted and cultural in that way.
Okay. And how long you been here in Vancouver? Or in Canada?
I have been in Vancouver for 16 years now.
Okay.
Yes, it's home. It definitely is home. I went back to Dubai actually a few years ago, and I was like, what is this? It was kind of like culture shock going back home, back to the city. Don't get me wrong, it's beautiful, but it is so hot, and it's a bit of a rat race. I love the mountains of Vancouver. I love the laid-back pace. I love how you can connect to Gaia and nature. I mean, we live in one of the most beautiful places in the world. We're lucky.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to Jackie Treehorn. Actually, let's see what we have here. They're going to be performing on September 14th.
Well, I go out looking to be cool. Sometimes I need coolness, and coolness fire in me. Still there's picking be a fuel. Still I'm pushing through this and cold, Lord, comfort of mine. Marble skin, hair, winter cold. I see features to behold. You can see them when they walk through the door. Well, I've worn my heat into the mold, but I feel orange instead of gold. And I don't want that base any lower. But how do you do this? The spring and the your love come to you, and then it's gone, gone. There's two ways to be a fool. Now, there's two ways to do this, but take it one step at a time.
rock and roll. Heartache is all she'll get from me. Heartbreak, I can't bear to see. Wanna shake your sheets, make you scream. My sweet baby, rock and roll. Tolls on me. Late nights, I can't barely sleep. Wanna shake your sheets, make you scream. My sweet baby, rock and roll.
MG Graveyard with the Late Night Rendezvous. They're going to be performing on September 14 at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with Jackie Treehorn and Los Furious. So that's going to be like a super, super, super good party. Yeah, lots of dancing happening there. So, yeah, don't miss that one. So, we're almost reaching the end of the show. So, I don't know if you guys want to do some shout-outs for people that are listening there. Or
I just want to give a very heartfelt, huge thank you in advance to all the organizers of World Japan Dolphins Day globally who have invested their blood, sweat, and tears into this. For there's no gain. We're doing it pro bono, guys. And I just want to thank all of you out there in Vancouver and all over the world who are listening online. You guys are the ones who have the power to save these incredible creatures. And I just ask you that you use that and come out and raise your voice in your respective city on World Japan Dolphins Day. Raise it loud, raise it proud. And yes, let's bring peace and harmony to our oceans everywhere. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. Namaste. Universe and Gaia, thanks you. Blessings.
So August 31st is the rally at noon. And again, it's 1177 West Hastings. Cool. I don't know. Let's play another song here. Let's see what we have here. Let's play some Cinder Pop. They have a brand new CD as well. Lots of cool bands in Vancouver, eh? What do you guys think of the indie scene here in Vancouver?
We're bringing it back, baby.
Vancouver's got a really cool scene right now.
Very.
Vancouver's always had a good scene. I think especially now, though, with a lot of... especially with things like the Peak Performance Project and really promoting the more unknown bands. There's a whole awesome... Not even so much underground scene anymore. It's
to be honest with you, like, some of my favorite bands and artists are from Vancouver. One is Good for Grapes, and I'm not just saying that because G's from the band. Uh-huh. I truly resonate with their music. It's folk, and they're the new wave of folk, in my opinion. Another one of my favorite artists from Vancouver is Antonio Cupo. He is absolutely incredible. He's an actor, actually, mm-hmm. but a musician, and he just released The Violet Chronicles. So, guys, check that out on iTunes. It will amaze you. I was actually blown away. So much variety in the music, and it just takes you on a journey. So, Antonio Cupo, guys, check that out.
Yeah.
And Good for Grapes.
Check it out, yeah. Okay, so let's listen to the new Cinder Pop, and we'll be right back here to say goodbye.
There was a place you and I used to go, under the causeway right after the show. Now and then we'd wait for the air raid silent burst. We'd run and I'd get there first.
and cried, ooh, ooh, ooh. I never was an easy child. My temper always flared, yearning for the feeling of a thousand eyes that stared.
So that's No Sinner, also a really cool Vancouver band. They have a city called Boo-Hoo-Hoo, and that's the name of the song, actually, Boo-Hoo-Hoo. So check them out, No Sinner, they're really cool too. And what else? We listen to Cinder Pop. They have a city called Manic Sparkles. What else do we listen to? MG Graveyard. Listen to Jackie Treehorn, Los Furios, and yeah, pretty cool music, eh?
Very good music. That's excellent. Vancouver is seriously bringing it back for music. I love it. I'm so excited to see all these artists.
Yeah, pretty cool. Next, Arthur Kay with Inner Journey is supposed to be here. He hasn't showed up. So in the meantime, let's put some Jackie Treehorn on while he comes, I guess.
Sounds good.
You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Even though you can't afford the sky is over.
Singer, poet, songwriter, and activist Serj Tankian is coming to the Vogue Theater. The System of a Down frontman's third solo album, Harakiri, explores a new musical territory and reaches into the hearts and minds of people to relay messages of love, awareness, and activism. Catch Serj Tankian at the Vogue Theater on September 19th. Tickets are on sale now at Zulu Records, UnionEvents.com, and VogueTheater.com. All ages are welcome.
a little bit of your brain, baby. Show me a little bit of your brain.
You gotta know it.
I see her dancing on the floor. I've never seen another human being groove like that before. We start dancing, everything is getting nice and tight. Moving in and everything's alright now, nice and tight. And then we move to get a drink and we start to chat in line. Smooth until she attempts to speak her so-called mind. See, I love the sound of her voice, but man, she's actually got nothing to say. With all the looks in the world and no brains, beauty seems to be. Scoping out the scene. She wears an artist hat. Her drink is neon green. We start talking, and her wit is as sharp as a knife. Moving in and everything's alright now, nice and tight. Next thing you know, at her door, she's fumbling with the lock. Invites me in for an evening of rock, modern off Chicago blues and scotch. Kisses me, lightning tingles through my spine. I grabbed her close, held her tight. I looked her in the eye. I said, I like your body.
Body.
I like your soul. There's one thing that I like most of all. It's brain to sales. Yeah, yeah, your brain to sales. What you got to say, Ashley?
I don't hate, won't hesitate to appreciate this confessed mandate. Take the chance to scantily dance. You can take a second glance if you make your advance. I heard lies before from dudes who look at a score, but I'm a bit of a whore for a man who knows his way around a metaphor. So I take that drink, hope my breath don't stink, cause I never have been a girl to deny a man who loves the way that I think. Hold my breath and take his words like a sponge. And if his feeling lingers, then this bitch will take the plunge. I will open my heart, possibly my legs. And when the morning comes, this fucker's cooking my eggs. And you get
blood. Okay, so Arthur is here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Thank you, Cici. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me as well. The You Rock. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Thanks, Graham, for coming, playing. Thanks, Cara.
Thanks, Osvaldo.
I'll see you soon. Thanks so much for filming too.
Thanks
dropping by. We'll give you. We'll see you next week. Oh, next week's live at lunch, so you don't want to miss that.
I like your body.
Body.
I like your soul.
Oh.
There's one thing, just one thing.
Hey, this is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Arthur Kay. This is Inner Journey today. Started a couple minutes late. Sorry about that. I got caught up on the bus. And then I wanted to play... this is folk and experimental, DIY local, etc. show. And I thought I'd play a little bit of a reissue that I have of the Feelies album, The Good Earth. And yeah, just started off with a bit of that and then talk about a whole bunch of other stuff while I catch my breath in a few minutes. Okay.